time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, good morning, day before Thanksgiving. Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru here, working our way through the fall season. Still going, still got some football left. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Nick, what's going on, dude?
Not much. What's going on? Just getting ready for the big Thanksgiving games this week.
That's it. Yep. Football is tomorrow. Some of them are today, even on this Wednesday. On the other show, we talked to Sean Driscoll, St. Mary's. They're playing Austin Prep. At Fenway, it's probably another game too, I would imagine. They usually have double headers there, right? With
yeah, I think so. There's probably another one.
Mm-hmm. So, but we'll see. So, hey, at the end of the day, one team was left standing in a title game for Merrimack Valley, and it was Andover Field Hockey once again, getting the job done. Congratulations to the Golden Warriors. We're excited for them, back-to-back state champions. 43-1-1 the last 2 years. The only loss coming to Watertown. That's a pretty impressive.
Watertown's got like a 68-game win streak or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah. And that was a battle even in itself, as we're going to hear from the girls later on after the break. But yeah, we're going to have, this is our first, like, probably our first, like, dual interview, right? We have more than one. Uh-huh. More than one guest in the Merrimack Valley, and we're going to have the Andover Field Hockey captains. And we already did it, by the way, by the time of this recording. And I can tell you, it's a great interview. It's a fun. The girls are great. Mm-hmm. But that's it, Nick, because football got wiped out except for one last standing. I should correct myself from earlier statement. One last standing football team. That's Shawsheen out of Billerica. The final team left in football bounced from the state semis were Methuen and Central Catholic. So the Merrimack Valley Conference is officially done with Shawsheen left standing in division. Which one is that again?
Division 5. They got North Reading.
Yeah. So North Reading made the finals last year, losing to Swampscott. They're back after a scintillating win over Bishop Fenwick facing Shawsheen. But Andover Field Hockey was the show this year, Nick. Chelmsford Field Hockey, probably sort of the runner-up in the non-football. Mm-hmm. They made the state quarters, missing by one game. Chance to play Andover in that state semifinals. That would have been something else. So that's it. I think we should just take a break and get to the girls because they're much more interesting than us.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Andover Field Hockey captains coming up after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self-Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
It's that time of year again at Sullivan Tire, and our Black Friday inflation-busting sale event is so big, it's happening all month long. You'll save on just about every tire brand we sell, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Kelly, Continental, General, Bridgestone, and more. Save more with mail-in rebates on select brands and instant savings on the Sullivan Tire Alignment and Protection Package with the purchase of any tire brand. Save on select auto services, too. Hurry, this sale expires at the end of the month. For details, see SullivanTire.com.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru here. We are with our four and only guest today. Usually we have one guest, but now we're times in that by four because we have the four captains of the back-to-back state champion winning Division I field hockey Andover High School team. They're all here. Just like, let's say hello together. How's it going, everybody?
Hi, good.
Okay, good. Got that out of the way. Talking over each other. I love it. That was the intention. But let's just start. Go right down the list. We've got Emma Riley, Rose McLean, Adelaide Whedon, Anna Broderick, the four captains of Andover Field Hockey. Congratulations, everybody. Let's start with Emma Riley. Emma, just tell us about the scene there. It was a tense game against Walpole, 1-0 win. You guys lost to Watertown open the season. You're like, we're not losing ever again. And that's what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Decided to end that loss there and came out strong against Walpole. Obviously, historically, they're an unbelievable team. And it was great to come out there and play them again for the state championship 2 years in a row. And even better to win both years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Move on to Anna Broderick. Anna, just, you know, talk us through that game. How were you guys able to get it done? Sounded like a barn burner.
Yeah, we knew we needed to come out with a lot of energy, and we were we had our mindset on capitalizing first and at the start of the game. So we were able to capitalize with the one goal at the beginning of the second quarter, which we were able to kind of control the game after that.
And who was it that scored the goal? You let a junior score the game winning goal, didn't you? Who was it?
Yeah, it was Mia Batchelder.
Okay. How's Anna? How's Mia's game this year? She like always been like a clutch goal scorer all year, or?
Yeah, she's amazing. She's an amazing goal scorer.
Oh, that's awesome. And speaking of goals, someone who didn't let a goal in that game, right? Was that Adelaide Whedon? Did you get the call in net?
Yep.
Awesome. So take it from your perspective. I mean, what were the challenges from Walpole? You know, what kind of challenges did they present, and how did you get it done keeping them out of the net?
So we've seen Walpole twice so far, and I have gotten one shot on goal between both of those games.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think really it comes down to our defense at this point. They're really like pulling it together the whole entire season. And even though I've only gotten that one shot, I still like, I try my best to still stay in the game no matter what, like trying to help out with the girls, like placement and marking and stuff like that. But really, for those two games, especially the game that we just had, it really comes down to the defense.
Absolutely. Moving on to Rose McLean. Rose, I mean, you guys were the defending champs coming in. So that means, you know, all the pressure's on you guys. How are you guys able to kind of navigate that pressure and, you know, live up to those huge expectations?
Well, yeah, so it was a lot of pressure coming in, knowing that we'd beat them last year and they were the higher seed this year. So things were kind of flipped. We were the two, they were the one. But we came in knowing we just had to get an early start, capitalize quickly, like Anna said, and just make sure our presence was known that we wanted this game and we wanted to take it for the back-to-back.
Yeah. Did that one shot, going back to Adelaide, was that one shot in the state final or the other game, the regular season game that Walpole got against you?
That was in the state. We've only seen them in the states. So,
okay. So, yeah, I mean, you could just, so most of the game, you could just probably be like TikToking, just like checking your email.
I mean, yeah, I mean,
work.
Yeah, our defense was really, really pulled through that game.
That's awesome. Back to Emma Riley here. Emma, tell us about your role on the team. It's midfield, right?
Yes, yes. Rose and I, we play mid together. We do a formation that's a little unorthodox for high school. Usually you run three midfielders. But with how strong our forwards and defense are, we're able to play with those two midfielders because we know how our forwards will be able to get back and how talented our defense are being able to rush the ball when they need to. So basically, I'd say one of the hardest parts about my position is the organizational piece, trying to make sure everyone's in the right positions offensively and defensively. But it's awesome. In my opinion, best position, you really can't beat it. You get both sides, offense and defense.
Absolutely. Anna Broderick, same question. Take us through your role.
I'm kind of playing the top of the diamond defensively. So I have two people off of my shoulder and then one person as sweeper in the back. And I just try to keep the field organized. I try to talk a lot. And as the ball gets pushed up the field, I kind of follow the play and support the midfielders as they go up.
Nice. And, you know, Adelaide was mentioning the incredible defensive performance in that state championship game. And why don't you tell us, you know, Anna, a little bit more about the defenders that are not here on this Zoom call that we're recording for the Merrimack Valley Sports. Just give a shout out to some of the girls that also got it done on defense that day.
Yeah, they're awesome. Lucy McLean plays left back and she's so quick. And she's awesome at stopping the ball outside the circle. And same goes for Hannah Hurley. She plays the opposite side, right back. And they also follow the ball up the field and support the midfielders as well. And Rose Memelo is the sweeper and she's a rock in the back. She's so reliable. It's awesome.
Nice. Shout out accomplished. Love it. Adelaide, go back to you. We know your role. Keep the ball out of the net, but, you know, take us to some of those earlier season battles that really you think like, you know what, this, I mean, let's start with Watertown. I mean, what was it like to play the Division II state champions who are just incredible? I mean, even though it was a loss, got to be some great experience for you guys.
Yeah. Those games, especially our night, like, even though we lost, it was a very good game for us, especially it being our first game of the season. And those type of games, I do like because I do get shots on net, and I did have a lot of games this year where the ball didn't even go past the 50. So with Watertown, I do think I got about 10 saves with those two goals, which definitely helps me with the experience of having like a very high intensity game, which, like I said, sometimes the ball doesn't even get past the 50. But with that game and also with Shrewsbury during the season, I got a lot of shots. And those games are really kind of a mental battle for me coming from a game where the ball might not go near me to a game where I'm getting a bunch of shots.
Rose, take us to, you know, kind of the consistency of the program. I mean, I feel like you guys are in the mix pretty much every year. I cover Manchester Essex and they used to be in the North Finals for Division II every year. And I feel like, you know, Andover was always up next in the Division I game after. And how are you guys able to, you know, keep, you know, that kind of consistent success?
Yeah, I think we're able to keep the consistent success strongly due to the coaches. The coaches are just such a rock in how we play. They just know exactly what to do always. They have so much experience and yeah, they're always there. I think this was Coach Noon's fifth state title. So she definitely knows what she's doing and she just really helps us through all of it.
Yeah. It's like every 5 years in my career, I won a state title, you know, like 25 years, 2010, 2011, 2017, and 2021. Let's ask Emma Riley, like, what were the freshman and sophomore years like? Because these last two, 43-1-1, according to the Eagle Tribune. I mean, that is insane, number one. But number two, like, what were the building blocks towards these last 2 years? Like, tell us a little, just like kind of encapsulate those freshman and sophomore years. I mean, were there success there as well?
Absolutely. Definitely a lot of success. What we've always said is we're really bummed about that COVID season. We lost my sophomore year. So 3 years ago, because we had a ton of talent and experience. And we were all saying we're pretty confident we could have made a really, really strong run with that team as well. And we made it to the semifinals my freshman year, so that year before. So historically, it's just a great program. And honestly, what that comes from is just the depth of the program. It's not just a few superstars. It's every single person on the team really buys in. So it's just our team culture is really just what sets us apart from other programs.
Yeah, Anna, Emma mentioned that COVID season in 2021. I mean, I thought your sport really got the shaft out of all of them and making you play 7-on-7, which didn't really make a ton of sense to me. How'd you guys have to adjust your games, you know, to that and, you know, then kind of, you know, get the habits back from 11-on-11 that you had to, you know, ditch for that one season?
Yeah, I think sophomore year was kind of like a reset. It was hard coming out of 7v7. Going back into 11v11, but we kind of took that and changed up the setup a little bit. Like Emma said before, we now play with two midfielders. So we just kind of changed things around a bit for our field setup.
And let's talk about the Merrimack Valley for a little bit. Chelmsford, they didn't hold up their end of the bargain. Come on, they were supposed to get in there. That could have been a state semifinal that would have been if you both, okay, if they won. So they lost to Shrewsbury. You guys beat Shrewsbury. Tell me, let's go with Adelaide for this one. You know, that Chelmsford rivalry. What's that like? And were you kind of a little disappointed or happy maybe that you didn't get to play them?
So Chelmsford has always been a very, very strong team. I know they have a lot of girls on that team that are going on to the college level as well. And I think those games are always very like stressful as for, I think, both sides as well because of that competitiveness. Because within the Merrimack Valley, all the teams are very good, but Chelmsford has always kind of like been one of the more top teams, them and Central Catholic. So I think not being able to see them, like being able to see them within the tournament would have been like a very, very intense game. I think either way with them or with Shrewsbury, which we also kind of have a lot of competitiveness with as well. We're very good options within the state. I think it would have been a very, very fun game to watch for sure. But yeah, there's always been that competitiveness when it comes to Chelmsford.
Rose, another question for you. Just kind of take us to your roles as captains. How are you guys able to kind of rally the troops and, you know, what, you know, kind of different styles do you use to, you know, to get it going?
You know, as captains, we're really just there to support everyone and just keep them in check, you know, just give them the moral support that they would need. If we're, well, like when we were down in Shrewsbury, we had to, we, you know, we just had to bring everyone up to just let them know again, they're like, hey, we can do this. Like where we've been, we haven't necessarily been here before, but like, we're fine. And also just getting people together outside of practice, like we do pasta dinners and some team bonding. So just fun things like that to make sure we're like a family, like we always say in our cheers.
You have to keep some of the players in check on social media too, like screenshot, take down, like something, nothing like that. Everyone's good.
No, everyone's good. It's a smart group of girls. They all know we're good.
I can imagine that has happened in the past 10 years, right? With like, you know, nope. Captain's like, don't take it down. Take it down. That's bragging. That's good that you guys kept that in check. Hey, final round of questions. For the Andover Field Hockey State Champion Captains, let's go with Emma first. Emma Riley, what's next for you? Tell us about the rest of Andover High School athletically and what you're thinking of for the next level athletically and or academically.
Yeah, so I only play field hockey for Andover High, so the rest of my year is pretty much going to be filled with playing with my club team for Northeast Elite. And in that training, I'm going to be playing at the collegiate level for Columbia University next fall. Wow. So just preparing and getting ready for that is going to be my main focus.
Nice, nice. Anna B, Anna Broderick, what's next for Andover and beyond?
Similar to Emma, I'm going to be playing club. Field hockey is my only sport with the school as well. And I'm going to be playing at Wesleyan University next year. I'm excited for that.
Congrats and best of luck. The goalie, AW, Adelaide Whedon, what's up for you next?
So I play softball for the high school as well. I don't play club field hockey and I'm not planning on playing field hockey at the collegiate level. I am planning on playing softball at the collegiate level, but I have not decided on a school yet. But yeah, that's my future.
Catcher in softball, maybe? No.
I do catch sometimes, okay. But I also middle infield and outfield. So yeah, I'm a utility player.
I was saying those skills and goalie transfer over to the catching for sure, but
yeah,
that's awesome. And finally, let's wrap up with Rose McLean. What's next on the horizon for RM here?
Yeah, so I also play for the varsity ice hockey team and the varsity lacrosse team. And, you know, I'm not playing a sport in college. I'm kind of just looking to go to a bigger school. So, you know, wherever it takes me, I'm not really sure yet. So
cool. Yeah, get a lot of choices. That's great. Hey, girls, best of luck. Thanks so much for joining us at the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. It was awesome. Great job. You're as good as interviews as you are on the field hockey field. I mean, my goodness, real composed and awesome. So thanks for giving our listeners a treat. And we wish you the best of luck going forward. Congratulations on back-to-back state titles.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thanks so much. All right, let's take a break and wrap up with our final segment of the show, Merrimack Valley Football Report.
It's that time of year again at Sullivan Tire, and our Black Friday inflation-busting sale event is so big, it's happening all month long. You'll save on just about every tire brand we sell, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Kelly, Continental, General, Bridgestone, and more. Save more with mail-in rebates on select brands and instant savings on the Sullivan Tire Alignment and Protection Package with the purchase of any tire brand. Save on select auto services, too. Hurry, this sale expires at the end of the month. For details, see SullivanTire.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is the Merrimack Valley Football Report. Still going to have, let's see. So we really got maybe a couple more, Nick. We'll talk Thanksgiving football next week. And then we'll talk Super Bowl the week after. So let's call it three more Merrimack Valley football reports, starting with this one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure. We got one Super Bowl team. We can talk about those, you know, semifinalists as well.
Yeah. So Shaw Sheen does it, as we mentioned earlier in the show, getting into the finals with their opportunity to grab a Division V Super Bowl and finish with a undefeated record. Unless they lose on Thanksgiving, which I wonder who they play on Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm not sure. Do we know? Do you know? No, it's probably
no idea.
No. All right. But they are playing North Reading in the more important game. That's December 2nd, Friday night, 5:30 at Gillette Stadium, the house that Mac Jones built. And they will be, by the way, you went to that game. Where they beat the Jets in the last minute there with a punt return. What was the crowd like when he got that, when he took that home?
Oh, they kind of went nuts and they were booing a lot in the second half with the offense out, of course. You know, the defense got everyone back in, you know, the right mindset, but then the offense come out and everyone started booing again. But I mean, it wasn't a great day for the offense, obviously. But that kind of made it one of the more memorable games I'd seen just because of that finish, as bad as the rest of it was.
Yeah. Were you cheering for Bailey Zappi to go in the game?
No, I didn't think Mac Jones was that bad yesterday.
No.
I thought they had some untimely sacks, most of them. I mean, you know, yeah, you can get on the second-year kid for holding on to the ball too long once in a while, but I didn't have much of a problem with it. He took care of the ball.
Yeah.
They just, you know, untimely penalties and sacks in the red zone killed him.
Yeah. But more importantly, dialing it back to the Merrimack Valley, Shawshin, Nick, with a, you know, the competitive run. They've been tested every single
game. They're always good. And they're always a good team. I saw them earlier in the season against Manchester Essex. They got Manchester Essex at a bit of the right time. I don't think Manchester Essex would have beat them anyways, but they got them when they were kind of really banged up. So, you know, Manchester kind of didn't have much in the tank that night for them. Shawshin was, I was very impressed. Their quarterback, Sidney Tildesley, is a player. He's only a sophomore. He can throw, he can run, and he's one of those really little guy that can lower his shoulder and get tough yards for you, even, which is, you know, always good to see. And, you know, he had weapons to throw the ball to. Maverick Bordeaux was their wide receiver, who was a very good player as well. And obviously they're well coached with Al Constable. And so, you know, you got to give them a chance. I think that's a pick 'em against North Reading.
Yeah, 26 win over Worcester Tech, 27-20 over Old Rochester, and 21-14 in the final four for Shawshin. So, hey, listen, they've been tested. You know, this is a battle-tested team. They've only won by a touchdown in the last two games. North Reading, same deal. So they easily beat Dedham 50-18, easily beat Appanequit 40-0, and then not so easily beat Bishop Fenwick in overtime 32-29 on a walk-off field goal. So these are teams coming off some intense matches.
Yeah, they'll be ready. They're both battle tested. That's what you like to see. It goes to show you how deep this bracket is. Division five was anybody's game, and these are the two teams that played the best. You play the best at the right time, you're going to be playing at the end.
Exactly. So let's move it back to Division one, where we were hoping, you know, hoping for that Merrimack Valley Super Bowl. Probably it would be a first. Who knows? But man, on different sides of the Division One bracket were Central Catholic and Methuen, and they both lost in their semifinal game. Methuen 54-14 against Springfield Central, the defending champs, and St. John's Prep beating Central Catholic, getting them back after losing to them last year, 28-7, convincing. Both of them lose in convincing fashion, but let's start with Methuen first, Nick. We've watched their run, we talked to their coach, and this is going to be one of their best teams that they've ever put on the field.
Yeah, for sure. And just to get to that semifinal, I mean, there's no shame in losing to Springfield Central, who just kind of hangs at least a 40 spot on everybody this season. You know, Methuen had their hands full there. But I mean, yeah, been a battle-tested team, and they got it done. That big win over number one Franklin, obviously being the highlight. They earned that spot. They earned that spot in the semifinals.
Yeah. And, you know, hey, Methuen, give them credit. They allowed the fewest amount of points that Springfield Central has in this year's playoffs. Springfield. No, Springfield 60, 56, and then 54. So, see? So Methuen has their number right there, right? Mm-hmm. No, not to knock that, because they had a great year. We talked to their coach. Good stuff. All right.
That just shows how good Springfield is.
Yeah. I mean, man, it's just like a mini college team there. And then, you know, Central has a huge rivalry with St. John's Prep now. And, you know, Brian St. Pierre's crew and beating Chuck Adamopoulos from Central. And they have a great rivalry, them too. And we talked to Chuck A earlier in the year. Central's going nowhere. You know, they had a good little run beating Braintree and Everett to meet the Prep, losing 28-7. But, hey, runner-ups last year and semifinalists this year, nothing to be ashamed of there.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough to beat a team twice, especially one that good at that, you know, level of play that both of these teams are playing at. St. Joe's Prep was a little banged up that first time. They were more healthy this time at the right time. And, you know, they outlasted them and pulled away in the second half. I think it was 7-7 game at halftime. St. John's Prep turned it on in the second half, pulled away from them. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would never want to see a rematch. A team that I beat in a close game, I wouldn't want to see that rematch spot.
Yeah.
In any situation.
So Thanksgiving's tomorrow, Nick. I think maybe one intriguing matchup for sure is Chelmsford-Bill Ricker, right?
That's gonna
be a good one. Two teams in the postseason. Was Chelmsford also in were they in the same division?
Chelmsford was Division Two. I think Bill Ricker was three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a fun one to watch for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we'll see. Turkey is in the oven tomorrow, and the football will be played first. The tradition lives on. gets in the way of the Super Bowl as usual. But, still fun events across the Merrimack Valley. Football all over the place one last time before Shawshin closes things out at Gillette. Anything else we got didn't cover, Nikki?
No, I think we got it covered.
All right, good. Good for my end, too. So, hey, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe out there. Enjoy your football the rest of the year. Before you know it, we'll be talking hoops and hockey and all that good stuff for the winter. So enjoy while it lasts. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Nick.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, have a good one.